Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners, operators, and managers. You can't solve complex problems with simple solutions in your restaurant. More on this topic coming right up. Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. Now, I'm the systems guy. I love systems, processes, and procedures. The simpler, the better. But the reality is, you can't solve complicated challenges or complicated problems with simple systems. They take more complex systems to solve those problems. And that's fine. The more systems we have, the easier our operations. But we can't be naive to this. The example I want to use here is our software tool called ClickBacon, which is a fantastic, we believe, very easy to use, if not the simplest, restaurant financial dashboard on the market. But we get a lot of questions about how to do certain things in Bacon. And really what it is it's not how to do it in Bacon, it's how to do it in general. And the reality is, restaurant financials are just complicated. And while we believe we created one of the simplest tools out there to measure cost of goods sold and labor and direct operating expenses in your restaurant to get your prime cost and your restaurant controllable cost, the reality is restaurant financials themselves are complicated. So even though our tool is simple, it's still by nature complicated because it's taking complicated data and giving you complicated answers. Again, this sounds like the anti-advertisement for ClickBacon, but it's not. What I'm trying to say is that it's a hard problem to solve and it takes real software to solve it, or real equations, or real data, or real analyzing of that data. And so think about other areas of your restaurant where maybe we're oversimplifying the reality of the situation. One of the things I hear from a lot of restaurant owners are that they've tried Facebook advertising, it's hard, the person on their team doesn't understand Facebook advertising. Well, I get that. Facebook advertising, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Google, whatever it is, that's complicated stuff. But the challenge is, when we just hand social media off to a kid on our team or someone who does it on the side, and they're not able to get us the results we want, why are we surprised by that? It's not simple. We may think that social media is simple, but it's not. Advertising and spending money on these platforms, there are massive tools and millions, if not billions of dollars spent by big companies to make sure that they're getting the most out of that. In fact, today, or a couple days ago, Apple released a new version of their software that totally threw the rules into the dryer, spun them all around, and everybody's scrambling because the way that Facebook tracks things and optimizes your spend in advertising changed a couple days ago. So everyone is spinning right now trying to figure it out. The reality is it's complicated. And if all we're doing is paying someone $100 a month or $200 a month to put some posts up and maybe dabble in advertising, it's no wonder it's not working for you. It's no wonder you're not getting the results you want. Because we took a very complex problem and we threw a very simple solution at it. Hey everybody, we just need to take a moment here and thank Radiant Digital Signage for sponsoring this video. With sponsors like Radiant and with all of you out there watching, subscribing, commenting, liking, and sharing these videos, we're able to keep bringing you more of these amazing training videos at absolutely no cost. You know, if you're looking for a digital signage solution for your restaurant, and when I say signage, I don't just mean menus, but I mean full signage. I mean advertising, promotions, checklists, digital kiosks, of course, menu. But with Radiant, you can do all of that so easily. As you can see, all you need to do is take this little guy right here, plug it into the back of any TV, and then with your subscription to Radiant, you have access to maybe hundreds of thousands, definitely tens of thousands of templates for menus and advertisements and commercials. And you could import any of your media and you can take their media. It's just absolutely incredible, as you can see, what you're able to do with such an amazing and simple solution. So with everything going on these days with handing out paper menus and not using permanent menus and QR codes and everything else, now is the perfect time to make a switch to a digital sign solution that is going to be absolutely easy enough for you to do yourself. Actually, if you want to take a look at a video, just click the link up there where you can register to get some special pricing and watch a video where I worked with one of the Radiant specialists to get my TV set up, build a menu, and push it live to the television in about 10 minutes, maybe even less. And trust me, if I can do it, you can do it. And they have an amazing team of support to help you out there. So please click on that link above and check out Radiant Digital Signage. And don't forget to let them know that the Restaurant Boss sent you so you can get our special pricing. What's another place that you might be doing this in your restaurant besides financials and marketing? Maybe customer service. Maybe you're not getting the quality of reviews that you want online. Maybe people are saying things about your customer service, and so you're conscious of it, you're working on it, but what are we doing to work on it? Are we just telling our team that we have to be nicer, we have to work on our customer service, we have to take more time with our greetings, or do we have a multi-step plan with goals and with measurements and with scripts and with processes and with procedures in place? Do we have training and stories and time set aside to work with our team to improve that? Take Chick-fil-A, for example, right? We were at Chick-fil-A last night for dinner. Every time you ask them for something, their response is, "My pleasure. Can I get a refill on this?" "Yes, thank you. My pleasure." That's what they say. They're trained to say "my pleasure." That's not by accident. They've studied this. They've taken the time to train on that. And you add 100 of those things together and you get really great customer service. So again, all I'm asking here, the only point of this video is to at least be conscious of the fact that this is a real business. You know, sometimes restaurant operators kind of treat this as a hobby. Now, not everyone out there, I know you out there, you're taking this very seriously, but I want to ask you right now, is there a challenge that you have in your business, and are you giving that challenge the respect it deserves? Or are you frustrated with the results you're getting? Are you frustrated with how quickly or how slowly this challenge is being addressed or fixed or not being fixed? Maybe it's because we're not giving it the respect it deserves. Maybe it is a complex problem and we need a more complex solution. Not complicated, but a more complex solution. We can't solve complex problems or challenges with simple solutions. So again, I go back to ClickBacon here. The reality is restaurant financials are complicated. So if you're investing in a tool like ClickBacon or any other tool out there to measure cost of goods sold, to measure labor, to measure your prime cost, your restaurant controllable cost in your restaurant, go into it with an open mind that there's gonna be new things you need to learn. That maybe your POS system is not set up properly, and in order to get good, clean data into a dashboard, we now have to go back into our POS system. That's a challenge we see a lot. Then people say, "Forget it, it's too much work, I don't wanna do it." But then what are you gonna do? The next tool is going to be the same thing, and the next tool is going to be the same thing. Again, not advertising for ClickBacon. I think you should use it. It's a phenomenal tool. All I'm saying is go into whatever it is that you're going into with the realization, with the acceptance that maybe this is complicated, and maybe I can't solve this problem in a week or overnight, but I'm willing to invest a year to get better, to learn this, so the next 20 years, I don't ever have to think about it again. I know it now, right? The next 20 years are coming. The question is, where are you gonna be? So maybe let's just take a look at some of the things that are happening in our business and make the determination ourselves of, do we need to put a little more energy into this? Do we need to accept a longer timeline? Do we need to not be so aggressive with our goals, but go a little deeper into the challenge rather than just challenging it or trying to address it at the surface and then being surprised when we're not getting the results we want. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people out there, and I love making these videos for you. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it. If you did, please put a comment below. If you didn't, put a comment below. Let me know. But I look forward to bringing you another one just like this next week. Have an absolutely amazing day. And remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.